Well, that was a nice 2 week holiday up in the promised land. And look at us now, right back down to earth. It was, it was an interesting game last night. 8 goals, 755 to 11 goals, 773. In the end, we lose by, 18 points, 3 goals. Probably flattered us a little bit. And to be honest, I didn't find myself so emotionally devastated last night. I was very calm after the game, and I probably could have done a review after the game, but I thought I'd just watch the highlights again, do some more research beforehand, and get a good sleep on it. And I feel the same, and I think the reason for that is because I'm looking at it at a high level. When this 4-game fixture came out, I'm pretty sure all of us, well, me personally, I'm not sure about you, so I'd be very keen to get your thoughts. But when that 4-game fixture came out, I said to myself, we've got to find a way to be 2-2. Got to find a way to be 2-2. And if I had to pick the 2 games that I thought were winnable, it was probably the Melbourne game and the St Kilda game. And it's funny, we've actually lost those two. We've beaten Geelong and Essendon, who both played off in the finals last year. So on a high level, it's okay, and I'm not as devastated about this loss as what I was the Melbourne loss back in round 2. And the reason is because after this loss, I can say, throughout the season, I've seen something. We've seen something this year. We've seen some improvement. We've seen some good performances. We've seen wins, So, if it was an 0-5 hole, this would be a totally different feeling. It would be a totally different emotion. But at the end of the day, we're 2-3. It's round 5. At the end of round 5, we'll be 2-3. And, there's something to work with there. Again, at the end of the day, what happened last night? I thought the Saints were fantastic. I thought they were coached brilliantly last night. The work that was put into Cripps was a big tick for them. The work that was put into Doherty was a huge tick for them. So you sort of stop the head of the snake there. And, we have guys who are, just working their careers out. Our midfield has changed. Nick Negropontis from SEN, he posted an article throughout the week about who is attending centre bounces and how that changed after round 2. And I thought it was pretty evident last night. I thought Setterfield and Cunningham and Gibbons, they're playing a lot more on the ball than what we've seen. And listen, they got beaten. We got beaten for the majority of, probably all night. Yeah, we got beaten all night by a better side. And, let's give the Saints all the credit that they deserve. This wasn't a game where we lost the game. This wasn't a game where the umpires lost it for us. We'll touch on them. They were pretty poor last night, some poor decisions. But, the right team won last night. And St Kilda deserved to be 3-2. And we deserve to be 2-3. And so I'm not really that worked up about it. Just yet. I thought, like I said, the work that was put into our best players was great. The even spread of what we're trying to do is starting to show, which I'm going to take some solace out of that. I can see that there's a bigger spread last night of what we're trying to do. But end of the day, the pressure from the midfield just wasn't on. And it put the pressure, what happens is a domino effect. It puts the pressure on the defenders. And I even thought our defenders last night, as a whole package, I thought they at times were pretty disorganized, whether it be a situation early in the first or late in the first, I should say, where Doherty was off for an extended period of time. I thought that was, I thought that hurt us. And I thought even when Doherty was on, because he had a direct matchup and a guy who was specifically playing on him, I thought that, I thought that limited his ability to set up because he had something else or someone else to think about. And then what we saw last night was, yes, quite a few of our defenders just, under the pump, stretched. We talked about Jacob Wiedering and Doc being, the All-Australians, and we were up and about. They just, we got beaten. As simple as that. I can't gloss over it too much because we just got beaten by a better side. Throughout the week, I was a guest on the Saints TV podcast just for a short little bit. And, the questions that were coming through to me were, so Terry, what are you going to do about the big, big forwards, Membry and King and whatnot? And I sort of heard that and I'm like, who? We got Wiedering and we got Doherty and we got Jones and, we're going to be okay in that department because these guys I didn't look at them as stars as such. And, you know, they showed last night, they're playing with a confidence. They're playing within their own system. They're kicking the ball pretty well. They didn't kick the ball very straight last night. And that was one of the key factors that I was looking at coming into last night. The week before, they kicked 15 goals three. And I just said to myself, well, they're not going to do that again. And, you know, they didn't do it again. And, you know, they sort of let the game linger. And to be honest, they probably should have won the game by a few more goals than what they did. And, you know, Rats has got them playing with, you know, this flair. And, you know, the way that they moved the ball was really impressive, particularly in that first quarter. And you know, I've got nothing but credit to give to them. Honestly, I really do. I observed a little bit last night, the reaction, and, you know, obviously it's always very emotional when we lose and, you know, drop him and he's shit. I thought, I spoke about the back line being a little bit disorganized. I thought the forward line was a little dysfunctional. You know, there is a notion of, you know, the three talls, are we playing too tall? That was asked to David Teague after the game in his press conference, and he made the comment of, you know, look, it didn't work tonight. You know, it worked against Richmond, it worked against Geelong, etc. And, you know, it's, you know, he basically made the notion that this is our structure and this is what we're going to stick with. And, you know, we're going to have to judge it at the end of the season, to be honest, because clearly that's the direction of the club. And, you know, after the game, there was a little bit of talk on SEN about, you know, who would you drop out of the forwards? Because it's interesting, with Harry, we know Harry's the future. So you've got to be A, patient, and B, understand that he is one of the key guys that you want to pursue for the future. So you think he has to play. McGovern, we get as a big recruit, you know, obviously a mature age recruit. We pay him a really decent contract and, you know, invest a solid amount into him. And therefore, you think, well, you have to play McGovern. And then you get Levi, who is neither of the first two in terms of the future or on a big contract and a big investment. But to be fair to him, he is, you know, playing better footy across the season so far than the other two. So I don't know if you drop one of them. That's not a conversation that I actually know, because listening to the press conferences last night, you know, they nailed it. You know, Levi has to play. And if you're going to drop one, I think Jared Waitley was talking about it. And like, if I had to drop one, it would probably be McGovern based on form. But anyway, it is one game. The previous two games, you know, I thought, you know, the two forwards were great. One thing we need to stop seeing is Harry and Levi just running into each other. It happened, I reckon, about three times. And whether is that poor communication? Is that, you know, one of them being selfish? I mean, you've got to know, because when you fly for the footy as a tall forward, you know, they're going to go pretty hard. And when you're both your tall timbers are throwing themselves at the ball pretty hard, odds are the ball's going to spill out. So that's something we definitely need to work on. And, you know, there's not really much else to say. I mean, beaten by a better team, it's really as simple as that. I thought there were certain individuals that still played pretty well. I thought Jack Martin was clearly our best player. So my three votes for the week, and, you know, the best player that I saw last night was Jack Martin. I thought he was sensational. I thought he brought that aggression and that tackle pressure, and you know, he got rewarded with the goal, and you know, it was a response, and that's the main thing. We talk about, you know, you can have a down game, but you need to respond and not let the down game become a trend. Yeah, you know, it was interesting to see Philpy come back in. You know, Fisher obviously was a late out, and I thought Philpy was okay. I thought he was a little bit better than what he showed last week, which I was pleased with. And, you know, he got his goal. It was a bit of a consolation goal. You know, but anyway, it's a bit of confidence for him and a little moment for him. And we can't take that away from him. That's his first goal for the footy club. You can see his endeavour. Mark Murphy was reported, funnily enough. I actually didn't realize he was reported until I went to the game stats afterwards and saw that he was reported. And I remember the incident. I think the umpires are just, I don't know, obviously they saw the action last week from Zach Merritt, and, you know, I guess it was a similar action, but I'm not even taking that report seriously. And if, even if, you know, this video is coming out on a Friday, and if Murphy cops a week for it, there will be fucking mayhem, because that was disgraceful. It was good to see him throw a bit, you know. It might have not been a hard hit, but, you know, hey, he wants to get in there, and, you know, it just so happened to be against Carlisle, who we've got a history against him, and especially Murph. So I thought that was interesting. And you know, the umpiring didn't help. It certainly didn't help. I don't know. There were just a few of them, you know. I think Gresham, the way he sort of scooped that ball out after being tackled. Ed Curno, you can argue he might have had prior opportunity. The way it looked to me, it looked like there were four guys holding the footy. Doherty, Ed, and there were two St Kilda players sort of tackling. So I don't know. But yeah, I thought it hurt some of the momentum that we were trying to build at times. And that doesn't help your case. But end of the day, beaten to the ball. I thought Jack Steele for them was fantastic. And he was one that we knew. We spoke about it. I mean, he was one of the guys, when I was thinking about going into this game, he was one of the few players in the competition who's got the height and the strength to play with Cripps. And, you know, he showed that last night. 9 tackles. You know, he was just on Cripps all game, bodying him up at all stages. I thought Cripps showed some things, and he lifted, and he needed to lift, because as a leader, you know, you have to lift. And, you know, it was a bit of a junk time game for him, so to speak. But I thought after halftime he got better, and, you know, we're seeing something where he can go forward. But, you know, to be honest with you, it's a bit of an indictment that there's 3 tall forwards and you have to put Cripps down forward to try and create something when you've got 3 big boys there. So that's disappointing for me. That really is. But like I said, high level, we're 2-3. All of us would have taken 2 out of the 4 games when the fixture came out. And, you know, the destiny's in our hands. It's not like we're 0-5 like in previous years, and, you know, the season's kind of dead, and, you know, we're just sort of, you know, we haven't seen anything yet. So I'm pleased with that. I want them to go back and have a look. We're going to find out over the next few days where we're playing. We're going to find out what's going on with the fixture, the next few games. And you know, it's a good test for us. David Teague was asked after the game about what he thought about going to a hub, and he's excited, and, you know, he thinks it's going to be good for the group, and I totally agree. Good discussions last night about families and hubs, and some players might want to go and some players might not. I'm just going to be honest in my opinion, and it's not right, it's not wrong, it's just my opinion. You know, as a professional footballer, if you are asked to go for a 5-6 week block to a hub and leave your family behind, I think you know, you have a duty to your profession, because the players are really the ones that are going to keep this sport alive, this league alive, because let's be honest, it's struggling, it's hanging on by a thread. And I'd be pretty disappointed if any of our players didn't want to go to the hub because they wanted to stay home with their families, and I would respect their decision. But I'm just sort of looking at it as a teammate, you know, we're going for a premiership and going for, you know, we're trying to win games of football, and, you know, it's the game's all about making the ultimate sacrifice. And the ultimate sacrifice for me personally means a situation like this hub and everyone buying in. And I mean, I would back our guys in. It seems like we've got a pretty committed group to each other, and I would back our guys in to all get there and do what they've got to do to improve, because there are teams in this league who have gone to hubs and not coped very well. And so it's a good mental test for the future. You know, I think the guys who are willing to sacrifice, go to these hubs, work for their teammates, work for each other, I think in the long run, it's going to build some serious trust come grand final day, when you know the guy next to you is absolutely committed to the cause. So that's just my take on it. I wouldn't, obviously, personally, as a human being, I wouldn't begrudge, but, you know, world sport, let's have a look at it. You know, guys travel without their families all the time. We are a very interesting professional sport in Australia, because your home and where you play your games is very close to where you live. It's only a drive away. We play interstate games, we come home, you're back with your family, or you're back in your usual home. And so from that point of view, I think that's where the duty for the sport is there, because, you know, if players don't, you know, if players fight back and don't go to the hubs, the league's dead, or close to. So that's my take. But anyway, talk to me about what you saw in the game. Are you, you know, still shattered about last night? Did you have a reaction last night and settle down a little bit this morning? Were you calm last night, sort of like I was? Let me know in the comments below. I'm really interested to hear your take and talk about your take, because the discussions we've had over the last few weeks have been really fruitful. I really enjoy the criticism's good. No one really goes over the top and gets personal in this forum anyway, and I must acknowledge you all for that. So let me know what you saw, and stay tuned for the player ratings.